Electric shock. 안녕하세요, 니콜입니다. Hey guys, it's me, Nicole. Welcome back to another episode of Electric Shock K-Pop. Today, I am joined by...
Kai.
And Ethan.
Last time Kai was on the show, we talked about EXO. But this time, we're going to be discussing GOT7. But first and foremost, Ethan, how did you get into K-pop?
Well, I was just roaming around Twitter one day, as you do. And I started to notice a lot of people talking about this stuff called K-pop. And I literally just went onto Apple Music and went to the K-pop, like, playlist that they make and just started listening to it. I'm a very casual fan. Yeah, just add whatever sounds good.
What do you listen to right now?
Currently, I actually haven't been staying with it because school's been intense. I don't actually know.
Just like a mix of stuff?
Yeah, just kind of every once in a while I'll just go to, I don't know, My Pace by Stray Kids is probably something that I'll always go back to. So that's just something that I would go to every once in a while. Oh, wow, so Move by Taemin. Okay, yeah, those two are the ones that I definitely go back to a lot.
We know how Kai got into K-pop, so we're going to skip over that.
Okay, go ahead.
But
go ahead.
Long story. Is there any like notable things that you're listening to right now?
Right now, I'm trying to look forward to the fact of like Big Bang ever coming back with music. They might not ever come back out with music, unfortunately. But I've been listening to a lot of Twice lately. And a lot of EXO lately, and a little bit of Red Velvet, but I've mostly been trying to stay with, like, the single K-pop artists, so, like, Crush, Dean, Jay Park, obviously. So, like, just a lot of the solo artists I've been trying to stay with, not so much the groups, really, to be honest.
That's fair. The only groups I'm really listening to currently are Blackpink, because it's easy. And, they only release music like every so often, yeah. So it's really easy to stay with them. This episode, like I said before, we are going to be talking about the group GOT7. They're from JYP Entertainment, and like I've mentioned before, JYP Entertainment is considered one of the big three by the fans, and their company is headed by Park Jin-young, which literally is JYP. So in Korea, the last name, like your surname, comes at the beginning of your name. So JYP is Jin-young Park. GOT7 has seven members. First, we have JB. He is the leader of the group. He is a main vocalist and a lead dancer. He is from Korea. And he can speak Korean. And some interesting information, he was in two Korean dramas, When a Man Falls in Love and Dream High 2. And he and another member, Jin Young, used to be in a duo group called JJ Project.
No, I've heard of JJ Project. I think I've heard of like one song by them.
Was it Bounce?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even I've heard of that one.
Next, we have Mark. Mark is one of the main rappers. He's a lead dancer, a sub-vocalist, and a visual. For those of you who don't know, because you're listening, Ethan is looking up who these people are.
I'm cheating.
It's fine. It's very fine. And he's considered a visual, which just means he looks pretty.
He is pretty. That is my baby. Besides Jack. Well, Jackson's my baby. But Mark is just...
So Mark is from the United States, and he can speak English, Chinese, and Korean. Then we have Jackson. He is a lead rapper, a lead dancer, and a sub-vocalist. He is from Hong Kong, China. He speaks English, Chinese, and Korean. And some interesting information about him... Aside from GOT7, he releases his own music. Then we have Jin Young. He is a lead vocalist, a lead dancer, rapper, and another visual. He is from Korea. He speaks Korean. And some interesting information about him. He has been in six Korean dramas. The latest one was he is Psychometric, then Magic School, The Legend of the Blue Sea, My Love, Undong, When a Man Falls in Love, And then lastly, he was in Dream High 2 as well. And yes, he was in JJ Project, like I mentioned before. Next, we have Youngjae. He is a main vocalist. He is from Korea and he speaks Korean. Then we have Bam Bam. He is a lead rapper, lead dancer, and a sub vocalist. He is from Thailand and he speaks Thai, Korean, and a little English. Lastly, we have Yugyeom. He is the maknae of the group, and that just means the youngest member. He is a main dancer, a lead vocalist, and also a rapper. He is from Korea, and he can speak Korean. I know Ethan doesn't know a whole lot about GOT7, but what are your guys' favorite members?
Well, I can recognize a good half of these people. And from the ones that I actually do like follow on Twitter and stuff, I would have to go with Mark. I don't know. Just the things that he tweets and the stuff that he does, I think he's really interesting to follow and has a lot of, like, I don't know, artistic ability, I suppose. But it's also just easier to follow him because he is really good at English. So that's a perk.
His dad also has Twitter and tweets about them all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did not know that. That's
funny.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Aw, like a soccer dad.
Yeah.
But like, that's so cute.
He's a K-pop dad.
Yeah.
I guess when it comes to my favorite members, it's between Mark and Jackson, but I favor Jackson more just because I'm a person that's obsessed with K-pop guys that have deep voices. I don't know. I have a problem. I swear I have a problem. But, like, he has the deepest voice, so I'm going to go with Jackson over Mark. But as far as good looks go, Mark and Jackson are both up there.
My favorite member is Jin Young. I, freshman year, I even named my plant after him.
Is your plant still alive?
No, I don't think so. It's fine, though. You are now listening to Fly.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. I wanna fly, baby, fly with you. Yeah. Hey, 넌 행복하니 난 행복해. 눈 뜨는 아침마다 난 매일 꿈 같아. 눈부신 햇살이 다 나 위한 것만 같아. 오늘도 나의 하루가 어김없이 너로 시작돼. 밤이 잠은 잘 자니 난 가끔 현실이 믿기지 않아 잠에서 깨. 무슨 말인지 알지? 아 가끔씩 두려워져 정신없이 달려오니 다시 난 너의 품속. 넌 날 믿어 난 매일 기도 하고 있어 하고 있어 넌 날 위로 저 하늘 위로 내고 싶어 싶어 Let me hear you say 너라고 나오길 아꼴리 나와 한계가 줄리 girl 넌 나의 꿈이 여기에 내 가슴에 젖어와 벌떡 girl 늘 많이 쏟아겨와 태양은 곁에 되는 일 더 너를 벗어날 때 좀 환하게 널 비춰주는 일 그 사랑받는 게 뭐가 그렇게 겁나 네 옆에 내가 있는데 뭐가 두려워 겁이 나 우리 사랑은 평범한데 그까지는 잴 수 없네 마치 하늘을 날고 있지만 또 떨어질 것 같아 하지만 너 올라갈래 그대로 더 높이 직진할래 어차피 가봐야 끝이 볼 테니 나 놓지 말고 꽉 잡아줄래 심장을 뜨겁게 가열할게 널 위해 모든 걸 불태울게 수많은 별들 한 가운데서도 너 나의 품속 넌 날 위로 난 내일 기도 하고 있어 하고 있어 넌 날 위로 저 하늘 위로 날고 싶어 싶어 Let me hear you say 너라고 나오게 하고 올래 나와 한계가 줄래 girl 넌 나의 꿈이 여기에 내 가슴에 젖어와 활짝 girl Oh 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 I just wanna be I just wanna be with you
I just wanna be with you
I just wanna be. 다시 와월 part Someone yeah. 우리 시간을 마치 쏟아기워 태양이 결정되는 이 더 너를 벗어날 때 좀 환하게 널 비춰주는 이 게임에서 진 적이 없어 맨방 끝장을 봐 패션이 넘쳐 거품이 살짝 긴 우리 노는 데는 안 지나 실력 있는 갬블러
분위기 패스워드 아이디는 저장 많은 사람 오늘도 날 불러 무대가 끝나고 다시 비행기로 구름보다 편한 침대가 없어
나 한 번 뜨면 게임 다 정리돼 원하는 거 전부 다 갖게 돼 불타는 버블 하나 난 오늘도 할 일에 하루 캐리해
Let's park and fly again fly again I got this right 내일 일은 걱정 마 오늘은 내가 오직 널 하루 캐리해
하던 대로 해 yeah 아무 상관 말고 될 대로 되라 그래 yeah 어둠 속에 환한 빛이 되어 boy
I just wanna blow your mind
I just wanna show my mind ow
hard carry head
hard carry head
I'm so sorry 나 이제 결심했지 Are you ready? 꽤나 길었지 나의 방황이 이제 걱정하지 마 다신 가지 않을 테니
에이. 부를 때마다 난 없었지 silence 걱정마도 착했으니 show me dance
주변에 던져 이제 내 손 잡아 오늘부터 내가 너 절대로 놓지 않아
이제 애써들만의 romance 넌 준비됐어 난 준비됐어
yeah. 두려움은 없어 목소리 필요 없어 Let's go up, up. 우리 둘만의 love, love, love.
시작됐어들만의 romance
두려움은 없어 머서리 필요 없어 Let's go up 우리들만의 love
내버가 널 let you go 다시 너를 떠나지 않아 걱정하지 마 Baby you are my my my
Never
gonna make you cry 다시 울리지 않아 걱정하지 마 Baby you're my Baby you're my
많이 고민했던 만큼 이제 확실해 All in 나의 모든 것을 betting해 결심해 지금부터 영원까지 I'm yours, you're mine
Woo! 우리 맹세 해볼까 Let's try it 너만의 계약을 해 Let's sign it
Get the ink, get the pen 나는 망설임이 없어 이제
시작됐어 둘만의 romance 넌 준비됐어 난 준비됐어
yeah. 두려움은 없어 목소리 필요 없어 Let's go up, up. 우리 둘만의 love, love, love
시작됐어 둘만의 romance
두려움은 없어 머서리 필요 없어 Let's go up 우리들만의 love
Never gonna let you go 다시 너를 떠나지 않아 걱정하지마 Baby you are my my my
Never
gonna make you cry 다시 울리지 않아 걱정하지마 Baby you're mine Baby you're mine
매일 밤 혼란스러웠어 아직 내가 널 지켜줄 자신이 없어 하지만 시간이 갈수록 분명히 더 선명히
I miss you girl
계속 떠오르잖아 날 보던 네 눈빛이
Cry.
Never gonna make you cry.
Never gonna
다시 울리지 않아 걱정하지 마 Baby you're my Baby you're my
We're just listening to Never Ever. Now we are going to talk about the history of the group. GOT7 first debuted in January 2014 with their first mini album, Got It, with the title song Girls, Girls, Girls.
I think I listened to it maybe once, but it wasn't really popular amongst me when it came to the GOT7, actually.
2014 was way before I entered the K-pop scene, so it's completely off my radar.
I think that's the year that I actually start, or the year before, either it was that year or the year before is like when I started, so I knew about them as a group in general.
I didn't listen to GOT7 when they first started. I think 2014, 2015 was when I was still getting into K-pop still, so I was listening to FX and stuff like that. They released their second mini album in June of the same year titled Got Heart or Got Love. Like, it's literally a heart emoji after the word got, and the title song is A. Then later that year on November 11th, the group released their first full album titled Identify. GOT7 then released their third mini album on July 13th, 2015, titled Just Right, with the title song being the same name.
Okay, no, Just Right was the music video with the, like, the girl,
yeah,
and them like, as like little toys.
They're like tiny, yeah.
It was so cute because she was so insecure and then they made her feel amazing and she looked beautiful.
Yeah, Just Right is by far my favorite song of theirs. By far.
It's really catchy too. It's
addicting.
Yeah.
Like you put it on repeat and you just don't care. It's just on repeat for hours and you're just, it's your life then.
Mm-hmm. And then on September 29th, 2015, they released another mini album titled Mad. Then in November, they released a winter edition of the album. And then in 2016, they released the first two albums of their Flight Log series, Departure in March and then Turbulence in September. Then in March of 2017, they finished the series with their Arrival album. On October 10th of the same year, GOT7 released their 747 album. Then in 2018, they released two new albums, Eyes on You and Present You, as well as the anime edition of Present You. Their latest album was released on May 20th, 2019, titled Spinning Top, Between Security and Insecurity.
I was just going to go back to the album Went Mad, mm-hmm. like the If You Do song, the music video. Like, have you seen the music video?
Yeah, I listen to it all the time, and it's one of the only songs I can almost sing everything to.
Like, I don't know how to say about like, the music video, but like the music video like was so interesting and like with filled with details because I was trying to figure out like, is his friends, do they all hate a person or was it just one that hated somebody seriously? Because like, yeah. I was so confused, but like the creativity that had to go along with that music video like took some serious.
You are now listening to Teenager.
Girl, where you wanna go? Or what you wanna do? 뭘 원해 다 말해 네가 바라는 거 yeah. I can do anything if you tell me good boy 뭐든 다 줄 수 있어 너랑 있을 땐 내가 왜 이러는지 계속 들떠서 눈앞빛에서 워버려 넌 내 맘속 깊은 곳까지 밝혀줘 Baby driving me crazy Yeah, you make me think, you make me think. 유치해줘도 뭐 어때? We are so young. Yeah.
You make me think, you make me think. 유치해줘도 뭐 어때? We are so young. 날 봐봐봐봐봐, 널 보보보. 바보같이 그냥 웃어. 마냥 좋아 난 너면.
She makes me teenager. 매일 더 날 심해져. 우리 둘은 친해져. Hey, yo.
둘이 손잡고 길을 걸을 때, yeah. 커플들은 우리를 시기해, yeah. 다만의
너도 뭐 어때 We are so young yeah.
You make me a teen You make me a teen 유치해져도 뭐 어때 We are so young
날 봐봐봐봐봐 널 보고 보면 바보같이 그냥 웃어 마냥 좋아하는 너면
She makes me a teenager 매일 떠난 she major 우리 둘이 teenager hey, yeah.
너만은 내 품에 있기를 바래 매일 밤 너만을 생각해 yeah, yeah.
넌 날 특별하게 만들어줘 Everyday every night
Yeah You make me teen You make me teen 유치해줘도 뭐 어때 We are so young yeah.
You make me sin You make me sin 유치해줘도 뭐 어때 We are so young
날 봐봐봐봐봐 널 보면 바보같이 그냥 웃어 마냥 좋아 난 너면
She makes me teenager 매일 너는 she major 우리 둘은 teenager Hey yo
Yeah. 눈 감고 날 상상해 가슴이 뛰는 게 더 크게 느껴지고 있어 babe
하루에 반의 상이 비어버린 느낌 채워도 채워지지 않은 내 마음이 깊이 Getting bigger, deeper and wider 지금 느껴본 like before the sun
길을 잃어 혼란스러 머리가 아파 지쳐가면
축 늘어져 있는 내 손이 잡아 따뜻하게 나를 꽉 감싸 안아
늘 앞만 보고 달려와서 숨쉬기 벅차올 때 넌 나의 하늘이 돼줘 It's a beautiful sky Making it holy Thank you Girl it's not a fly
가고 있어 내 하루는 다른 사람들은 못 보지 내 하늘을 I can't breathe, I can't eat, I can't sleep 너만 하기 전에 난 완전히 망가지 이제 난 괜찮아, feel right 손 닿는 곳에 서 있어 언제나 구름에 가려져 있던 네 모습이 보면 나
길을 잃어 혼란스러 머리가 아파 지쳐가면
내 모든 아픔을 다 가져가고 왜 단지 산처럼 물어가 너의 손길에
내 앞만 보고 달려와서 현실에 부딪힐 때 네가 내 길이 되죠 It's a beautiful sky 날개길 흘린 Thank you Girl it's not a problem
너는 기쁠 때 바라볼 하늘 힘들 때 비로 내려줘 네 아픔의 바늘 내일 나의 하늘은 너로 가득해 I don't need anything but you understand
지금처럼 난 내 옆에만 있어줘 따스하게 바라봐줘 이대로 날 모르겠지만 네 존재만으로 난 살아 숨쉬는 걸 느껴 내가 그려보는 딱 한 가지 아이처럼 밝게 웃던 네 얼굴
다시 되돌아가 널 만난다면 그땐 말할게 사랑해서 미안해 You
남아 멍이 들어 아파와 미치게 보고 싶어 미련하게 너를 채우고 한 걸음이 내게 달려가 두 손 가득 안으면 부질없던 감정 다툼이 설명이 될까 가슴 미쳐 알지 못했던 눈빛 속에 남긴 네 말들은 이제 비로소 깨달아 Do you remember me? Don't you remember that? 헤어진 이유보다 더 중요한 reason 나를 믿어주던 따스했던 손길 네 생각에 난 또 oh, oh. 가끔 순간 속에 널 보면 또 울컥 목이 메어 아파 Can't you see me?
그때 널 잡았다면 우린 달라졌을까? 내 마음은 I can't let you go
우리 뜨거웠던 기억들이 아직 남아 Still can you feel me? 시간은 우리 만나게 하고 또 시간은 우리 둘을 떠나게 하지 기억들이 나를 찾아와 어디 가지 못하게 꿈에서 너와 다시 만나 이런 사랑 두 번 다시 없어 너와 나
한 걸음이 내게 달려가 두 손 가득 안으면 부질없던 감정 다툼이 설명이 될까 가슴 미쳐 알지 못했던 눈물 속에 남긴 네 말들은 이제 난 비로소 깨달아 수많던 우연들도 어제의 기억으로 모두 희미해져가 Oh no 한 걸음이 내게 달려가 두 손 가득 안으면 부질없던 감정 다툼이 설명이 될까 소소했던 작은 행복들 선명했던 너의 기억들이 보다 더 중요한 reason 나를 보고 눈을 마주 잡은 손을 간직하고 싶어 remember you
넘친 오해들이 결국 너를 데려가고 홀로 남아 멍이 들어 아파와 미치게 보고 싶어 미련하게 너를
You were just listening to Remember You. So now we're going to go into fandoms. Almost every K-pop group has a name for their fans slash fandoms. However, this is a little different in K-pop. The fandom names are officially set by either the group or their entertainment company. And usually there is a meaning behind the fandom name as well. For GOT7, their fandom name is IGOT7, which is shortened to AGASE, and this literally means baby bird in Korean, and their light sticks are literally shaped like a green bird.
Have you ever seen their light sticks?
Yeah, I've seen pictures. They're cute.
I've never seen their light sticks.
Really?
Like, at all. At all. This is why I'm, like, amazed when you said that, because I was just like, what, like, wait, what?
Okay, something about, like, K-pop, literally every group has their own light stick, which people buy and bring to their concerts, and they light up, and then it's, like, a sea of that color.
Yeah, see, that's the issue, because I think their light stick, I think, was similar to somebody else's light stick, and I couldn't remember.
I think that's, they had one before that, and I think it was literally just their logo. Yeah, and then they changed it to the bird. Literally, those are, like, so expensive. They're, like, $30.
I know. I'm about to say, I was just like, oh. Like, imagine somebody that, like, loves so many groups and has one from, like, every single group. Like, you imagine
the amount of money. Because, you see those pictures where, like, they have the light sticks and, like, the circle?
Oh, my God. That is so for $100.
Some of these are very expensive, and I cannot afford them.
You are now listening to One and Only You.
I think it's dark.
Everywhere. 난 네가 원한다면 주고 싶어.
Anything.
말해줘 다 뭐라든지 yeah. just for you.
Just for you.
지구 반대편이라도 원 I'm just go.
솔직히 나 원하는 거 하나 없는 걸 너와 함께하면 되는 걸 Monday to Sunday 네가 보고 싶을 땐 날
뭐든지 주고 싶단 말.
너로 정할게 그럼.
너에게 내 맘을 다 바쳐 전하고 싶어.
Woo! It's okay 난 너 하나면 됐다는 건 보이지도 않아. Don't worry baby 어디든 뭘 하든 난 멍하니 쓰면 okay.
I just want you 난 너 하나면 돼. 누군가 내게 다가와도
Don't worry baby
머릿속에 너뿐이야. 특별한 선물 그런 것들 필요 없어.
충분해 이미 이대로 다른 건 이제 생각만 my boy 내 맘은 너로 가득 차고 멈춰라 난 너만으로 살아
넌 하면 된다 더 바라는 건 없대.
없대
말해달라 해도 늘 똑같은 답만 하래
what you mean?
솔직히 말해도 괜찮아 난 다 준비돼 있어
So can you tell me what you think now
뭐든지 주고 싶단 말
정할게 그럼
너에게 내 맘을 다 바쳐 전하고 싶어
It's okay 난 너 yeah. 하나면 됐다는 건 보이지도 않아 Don't worry baby 어디든 뭘 하든 난 멍하니 쓰면 okay
I just want you 난 너 하나면 돼 누군가 내게 다가와도
Don't worry baby
머릿속에 너뿐이야
When I think I'm gonna wake up, she's pulling me right back in.
Girl, I can't believe you're so unreal. Always there's something about the way you move. You're like a flower in
bloom. It's crazy how you can make me forget what I've been doing. Oh, it's a problem and growing more and more each day.
Girl, whisper your sweet nothings in my ear.
Cause everyone can speak to my soul. It's out of my control.
Sweet to me, babe, it's magical. Sweet, all about
loving the touch of your fingers. In my hair is the lingers. Tell me, is it too deficient, baby?
Still can't believe you and me are making music each day.
Anything for your lips, got me thinking it's all okay, eh. I don't need fortune or the fame, eh. As long as I'm with you, ooh, ooh.
Oh, when you say my name, it sounds like a song, and I'll listen all day long. Oh, I don't understand it, but I can't turn it off.
Baby, don't ever cry.
Sweet talk to me, babe, it's magical. Sweet lullaby.
Oh, it's so hypnotizing.
Sweet talk to me, babe, it's magical.
Just listening to A. Now we can talk about music and their music videos. So some music videos I enjoy are Just Right, Hard Carry, and Never Ever. like Kai said, Just Right is just a fun, cute time. And then Hard Carry is more serious, and it's the second song, or it's on the second album in the Flight Log series, and Never Ever is the third song. What music videos do you guys like or enjoy?
I literally can't think of a single one. But I don't know if I've actually ever watched a music video of theirs, now that I'm thinking about it more. Obviously, since I'm a casual fan.
Yeah.
I'll usually only watch music videos if it's a group that I'm, like...
invested in?
Very invested. Like, yeah. Blackpink, saw their music videos. But NCT
127.
I've seen a few of theirs. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've seen a single... Got Seven music video, now that I'm thinking about it.
So freshman year, I showed Hard Carry in my public speaking class.
How did that go?
I don't really remember. I just know that I had the subtitles on for the people in the class, and I mean, because my speech was about Got Seven specifically.
Oh my word, I love it.
Anytime I can incorporate something I love into my schoolwork, I will.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. When you have a lot of passion and you can share that with other people, and it makes you actually, like, interested in...
Yeah, like, it makes me want to do my schoolwork. Yeah.
Very cool.
Like, I don't care what people think, but it's fine. I think Hard Carry actually maybe was the song that got me into GOT7.
Like, the song, Just Right was actually the song that I got into, but I know there was, like, a couple songs that I noticed that you forgot, and I'm just like, come on now. No, so, like,
I didn't forget. I just put, like, a bunch in that I wanted to talk about for sure, but you can tell me what these are.
No, I didn't say you forget. I know. I mean, like, so, like, stop. Well, stop it.
Yeah.
And then Teenager, come on.
I like Teenager.
Teenager.
My brain's percolating. I think I know that one. Do I get a prize?
Hey, I'm gonna play that in, like, the actual podcast.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Also, something I want to mention. One of the songs I will be playing is called Lullaby, and it's the English version. So, if you don't know Korean, you can still listen to that song and know the words.
I know that one too. It's real good.
Yeah. And they have a Spanish version of that song also.
Oh my word. Look at them go.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. And like
they had an English version?
English, Korean, Spanish. I think there's another version. Let me look.
What?
Yeah.
I'm an instrumental.
Yeah. So they have four versions of Lullaby. An English, Chinese, Korean, and Spanish. Very multi-language.
I'm curious to, like, well, actually, you know what? That makes sense because, like, a lot lately with a lot of K-pop groups, a lot of them have been releasing a lot of songs in Spanish or doing features of Spanish-speaking artists, which is really interesting because now K-pop has taken over and went from just English to now Spanish. Like, what's next? What's next now? What y'all gonna do?
Yeah, and, like, it's less, like, it's more common, like, for a group to do Korean and Chinese, because EXO does that, like, does that all the time. And, yeah. So, one thing I do want to mention about one series of albums that they have is their Flight Log series. So they have Flight Log Departure, Flight Log Turbulence, and Flight Log Arrival. And like their title songs for those in the same order is Fly, Hard Carry, and Never Ever. And they tell the story of them being on this airplane and then the airplane crashing, I think. I don't know. Have you seen the music video?
I've seen Never Ever and Hard Carry, but I didn't know Fly was part of that.
Yeah, Fly is part of that. Oh. So, like, they're departing, so they're flying, and then Hard Carry is, like, the turbulence. And Never Ever is supposed to be, like, when their arrival, but like if you look at the music video, like it's very interesting because never ever someone is like, I think it's Bam Bam, he's wearing like an oxygen mask and somebody is like, they're in like a hospital room or like, it's, yeah. So I would suggest watching those three, like, sequential.
I got some homework to do now.
Yeah, both of you do.
Because, I mean, I'd never watched them, like, in, like, Hard Carry and Never Ever back-to-back to each other. But, like, I've seen both of the music videos.
Yeah, I think also in Never Ever, one of them is, like, underwater.
Yeah.
And then someone's, like, swimming. They, like, pull them out. And there are, like, fan theories about Hard Carry that, like, since Jin Young is the only one that's actually, like, strapped into, like, the airplane, everyone else is, like, having a good time in the start of the music video, that, like, something happened and he's the only one that, like, lived. I don't know. It's very, like...
That's intense.
Yeah. I suggest you watch them if you're listening to this, because it would make more sense.
That is something that I've always admired as a casual fan, is like the universes that these groups are creating, very like akin to like the Marvel Cinematic Universe or something like that. It's when I have someone next to me explaining to me what's going on and like the symbolism behind everything, I'm like, wow, that is really cool. And that's something that I wish I could understand more, specific, like what you were talking about, like this, mm-hmm. this story that continues yeah. between all of the music videos, is like something that I feel like I'm missing out on. But I also just, like, I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, that's but, fair.
Like, yeah, it's something that I definitely admire and wish I would, like, know more about.
Mm-hmm. Something, like you said, like, these universes that the groups are making. I want to go back to, like, EXO. Like, when they first started out, each of them had, like, a power that, like, went with them. So, like, one person, like, had telekinesis, and then they would use these things in their music videos. It's insane.
To also mention, like, do you guys, like, ever get, like, that also feeling, like, have you ever watched Twice's music videos? Where, like, they continue it with certain things that happen? Like, I know they did it with their Halloween one, but there was, like, a couple other ones that they did, like, a series of music videos continuing on. And I know that, like, with recently, somebody mentioned something about how one of them stopped and they wished they continued it, but I don't think they did. But I feel like it's really cool when K-pop artists or K-pop groups, like, make a continuance of certain music mm-hmm. videos. So then, like, now you're more invested into, like, actually looking at them.
Yeah. Well, another group, Red Velvet, at the end of their song Peekaboo, the last move is the first move to their next song. So it goes from Peekaboo to Bad Boy.
My mind is officially blown. Because I never picked that up, but I've watched this music video relentlessly.
And it's interesting because Peekaboo, the music video, is about a stalker.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
If you watch the music video, they, like, order pizza and the pizza guy comes and then he doesn't, like, leave and he's, like, looking through the window and stuff and then they, like, kill him, I think.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so it's about a stalker. It's not about them, like, constantly wanting him to come back and, like, picking out a victim.
I got the, it was, like, about a stalker, but I'm sure, like, other people, like, have different... Like, it's, like, art. Like, yeah, it can have multiple meanings.
No, yeah, for sure. I don't know. Like, that's interesting if you actually think about it that way. Because I never thought about it that way. Now I'm really thinking about it. Like, oh, my gosh, it's a stalker.
Yeah, like, groups and, like, the entertainment company put a lot of time into their song, like, their group members and everything. And I'm just, like, these are, like, movie-level, like, productions.
Yeah, it definitely shows in the quality of, like, I don't know what the song was or what group it was, but there was one music video where there was a time traveler of some sorts, and he had to, like, save his friends or something, and I was, like, crying at the end. It, like, It was like a 3-minute video. And at the end, I was like, oh my word. Like, movies sometimes can't even do that for me.
It's interesting that you said time travel because I instantly thought of BTS.
I think it might, like, he gets a watch from like
a shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's BTS. And it's interesting because BTS also has a webtoon that is like he has to time travel and save his friends.
I know their song, Spring Day, was a song that made me cry. I've never cried in my entire life from a K-pop song, but Spring Day, because I don't know, like, it made me think, I don't know how what people get from that music video, but the music video made me think that he lost a friend or like somebody that was really meaningful to him or like somebody was suffering from depression and like they were going through it. Mm-hmm. And like when I like kind of picked up on that, I started bawling like a baby. And I'm just like, certain K-pop groups and certain songs make you just feel certain type of way. Like, I swear it does.
Yeah. One thing I will say about BTS is that they really like their, like, I know I haven't done a show specifically for them yet, but one thing I will say about them is they do a really good job about making music that tells you to like love yourself and be who you want to be, and it's okay if you're not perfect and stuff like that. And I think part of that is why they are doing so well in the United States. Yeah. Okay. So other GOT7 songs. So like other songs I like personally just because I like the way they sound or I like their music video is I really like Sick, which is a part of the Flight Log Turbulence album. And it's, I don't know, it makes me cry. And I like a good song that makes me cry. Sometimes you just need.
Oh, for sure. Sometimes you just want to like know that. I don't know. It's just nice to be able to feel something that's not connected to your immediate surroundings.
Yeah.
And, like, as soon as the song's done, you can like put those emotions.
Yeah.
But it was still nice to like. Feels like, yeah, it's definitely something that K-pop songs are very good at, is like making you feel a specific emotion and then carrying that out throughout their song.
Yeah. And one thing I really do like about the music video for that song is that they're all sitting on stools and they're just singing the song. It's nothing like extravagant or anything. It's very simple and very like just humbling.
Because like they want you to feel the words, they want you to feel the lyrics, they want you to feel the song, and not glamorize the music like a music video. They want you to actually like listen to actually what they're saying and actual about stuff. And so I'm like, when K-pop artists do like that sentimental moments with certain songs, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Another song I really like I mentioned before, is If You Do. From their Mad album.
The music video.
Yeah. Watch the music video and you'll understand. It's really interesting. And like the English is kind of really weird in there also. Like at the end, it's like, it doesn't matter to me if you want to break up. I don't care. Just do whatever you want. I'll just go to sleep.
Yeah, I was just like, oh.
And this is read by a woman.
Okay.
Yeah. It, like, when she said that, I was just like, oh. I was just like, okay, wait a second. So, like, she didn't like you at all. So, and now I see why you were angry.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I have A on my list also because it's the first. It's literally the letter A. And I put it on my list because every time I plug my phone into my mom's car, it's the first one that comes on always. And it's just very obnoxious at first. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I will change this. And then
it's a catchy song. Yeah.
And then I have like Follow Me. I really just enjoy the beat to that song. So Kai, what songs do you specifically like listening to from GOT7?
A, Just Right. If You Do. Teenager, and they're like, well, stop it. And then Lullaby, their most recent one.
Yeah, I really like Lullaby also.
I want to say Look, but I can't remember how it goes. But I feel like I've seen the music video also.
That is featuring someone else who was in Sistar. Let me look. I said, let me look.
Ha. We're referencing Cut Pal songs.
I'm a child. It's fine. Okay. Hyolyn? Hyolyn? I don't know how to pronounce her name. It's H-Y-O-L-Y-N.
Oh, yeah. That was the girl I was talking about earlier with the solo artist. I couldn't pronounce her name, like, ever at all.
She used to be in Sistar, but then Sistar broke up.
But no, that was an interesting music video I've seen. But, and like, I know that, like, I was going to say, because the reason why I watched it is because, like, they did the whole Adidas thing with the, sponsor Adidas sponsored, and they performed the same exact music video all over again.
Oh, with Adidas. I watched that one. Yeah.
That was actually really good. But I remember watching, like, the original and then the Adidas performance over and over again. I was like, oh, this is so cool.
You are now listening to Just Right.
Go to go to. 제발 좀 말해주는 문나. 저런 너도 말해주는 문나. 아무것도 바꿀 필요 없이 예쁘다고. 지금 그 모습 그대로 완벽하다고. 마냥 행복하면 돼. 걱정 없이 부족한 점이 뭔지 찾기 없기. 거울 대신 그냥 내 눈빛을 바라봐. 거울 대신 내 등 위에 올라타봐봐.
아무리 널 뜯어봐도 보고 또 보고 네가 말하는 난 예쁜 부분이 어딘지 그게 어딘지 찾을 수가 없어 난
지금처럼 맘맘맘맘맘 날 웃어주면 난난난난난 바랄 게 없으니 넌 아무것도 바꾸지 맘맘맘맘맘 아무 걱정 맘맘맘맘맘맘 너의 모든 게 다다다다 다 좋으니까 너는 아무것도 바꾸지 맘맘맘맘마 이대로
지금 이대로
너의 모든 게 그러니 네 맘 너와 아무 걱정하지 마 이 말 100% 다 그대로 믿어도 돼 모든 걱정 100% 다 지워도 돼
아무리 널 뜯어봐도 보고 또 보고 또 봐도 네가 말하는 난 예쁜 부분이 어딘지 그게 어딘지 찾을 수가 없어 난
지금처럼 맘맘맘맘맘 날 웃어주면 난난난난난 바랄 게 없으니 넌 아무것도 바꾸지 맘맘맘맘맘 아무 걱정 맘맘맘맘맘맘 너의 모든 게 다다다다 다 좋으니까 너는 아무것도 바꾸지 맘맘맘맘맘 이대로
지금 이대로
티도 티가 나 찾는 거지 원 눈부시게 빛나 빈틈이 없지 넌 내 눈에 얼마나 예쁜지 I want you 지금 이대로 you're the only one 오게 티도 티가 나 찾는 거지 원 눈부시게 빛나 빈틈이 없지 넌 내 눈에 얼마나 예쁜지 I want you 지금 이대로 you're the only one
지금처럼 맘맘맘맘맘 웃어주면 난난난난난 바랄 게 없으니 넌 아무것도 바꾸지 맘맘맘맘맘 아무 걱정 맘 맘맘맘맘맘 너의 모든 게 다다다다 다 좋으니까 너는 아무것도 바꾸지 맘맘맘맘맘
주는 너.
넌 항상 기적 같아 변함없는 나의 마음인데
자신 있던 내 모습이 어딨는지 잘 안 보여
난 네 안식 저가 해줄 수 있을까 어떨 때 나 자신이 겁이 날 때도 있어 조급한의 책임감 속에 네가 다치진 않을까 걱정돼
너라는 빛에 그림자가 점점 더 피면
I can't see
다시 혼란스러워져
엄마답지 않게
아직도 내게 미소 지어주는
삼키기 전에 이겨내려 몸부림쳐
중심을 잡아
너를 빛의 끝까지 잡아 너는 win this fight
내 어깨 위에 무게 네가 소중해질수록 난 더 두려워지네 그게 답변일 때 내 마음을 흔들리네 커져가는 불안계를 왜 넌 나를 믿고 있는데
우리 둘이면 충분해 우리 둘이서 완벽해 넌 나 그리고 나와 너 우리는 하나인데 내가 말한 것도 연기처럼 흩어져 잡고 있던 너도 사라질까 두려워져
너에게 나는 어떤 의미인 걸까
I don't know
내겐 확신이 필요해
넌 변하지 않게 삼키기 전에 이겨내려 몸부림쳐
중심을 잡아
너를 빛의 끝까지 잡아 I'm gonna win this fight
내 곁에만 머물러줘 방황하는 고민들마저 모두 너를 위한 것뿐이야
파도처럼 밀려오는 너를
과연 난 담아낼 수 있을까
이런 애 불안한 모습들은
널 또 나보내지는 않을까
바보 같아 보일 순 있겠지만 때문에 지금 애는
Here I go again 너 또다시 어둠 있는 맘에 밀려와 눈이 비틀거리고 우리의 꿈은 조금씩 그려져가
벌써 나의 맘에
어둠이 삼키기 전에
이겨내려 몸부림쳐
중심을 잡아
끝까지 잡아 너는 win this fight
Oh Heh Nope Alright What up Let's go
One step and two step girl Everybody wanna make that noise 모두 다 같이 hands up 여기 모여 hands up 기대기를 비켜라
왜 자꾸 날 쳐다보지 내가 가는 길마다 누구나 다 한 번씩 여기저기 집중돼 시선 이아 언니 내 맘 멋대로 흔들면 안 돼 baby
헤매고 다니지 말고 여기로 오라고 돌아보지 말까 세븐 우리와 놀자고 놀자고 turn and turn 뒤에도 님 내 사고 쳐
내가 안 그랬어?
여기서도 저기서도 뭔가 다른 우리 보고 환호하네
소자리 특별히 그렇게
그러니 바로 본론으로 들어가 내가 성격이 좀 빨라 알라 알라 내가 알아서 한다고 내가 길은 내비게이션보다 더 빨라
달리고 마이크 망설이는 것도 잠깐 한순간 방심하다가 너 잡아먹힐라 뛰어봐 런앤 런 이것저것 불질러
내가 그랬어
여기서도 또 저기서도 뭔가 다른 우리 보고 환호하네
소자리 특별히 그렇게
working harder, yeah, you'll never find a better boy. So come along with me if you wanna do it right, cause I can show you how to have a good time all night. So tell me what you think, doesn't it sound nice? So follow me if you want that good life. Got seven. Well, let's forget about all the trauma. We'll try to make you my queen just like stories in the drama. Just don't know who will come, but ain't nobody who will pop it in my mind. Better be somebody special for me. Stand by me, girl, even though I'm a bad boy. Baby girl, be my only good girl. Got seven.
One step and two step, girl. Everybody wanna make that noise. 모두 다 같이 hands up. 여기 모여 hands up.
That last song was Follow Me. Now we're going to go into the K-pop words of the day. The first word is comeback. And this just means when a group or artist has not released music in a while or they are releasing something new. This is called a comeback. They go on a really long hiatus and then they release music. Why are you laughing, Ethan?
I'm laughing because like the one group that I'm invested in, Blackpink, I don't know. I feel like they're kind of notorious for this, of just kind of like blipping up and then blipping out. And I don't know. So I'm familiar with the comeback and how exciting it is. And then they fade away. I would like a whole album, please. I love all of you.
They're the most controversy group ever anybody's ever talked about, because they really do need... They're so popular. They're like, anytime people bring up a female group artist that with like the recent stuff, it's BTS and Blackpink. So I'm like, why have they not had any type of songs? Because they could blow up as much as BTS does, because a lot of people love both of them so much.
Yeah, and I said this last show, because it was about Blackpink. They were invited to Coachella. They were the first K-pop group to be invited to Coachella.
That is insane. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Because that's when they, around the time they released Do-Do-Do-Do-Do, right? Was that this summer or last summer? That was last summer.
Last summer they released Do-Do-Do-Do, or however you say it.
Yeah, a lot of Do-Do-Do-Do. And I remember that song, like Kai was saying, it's just like people that had never listened to K-pop before, like that I follow on Twitter, were all of a sudden tweeting about K-pop. I'm like, who's Blackpink? And I'm like, well, welcome. Welcome to like the best thing ever. Enjoy your stay, because it's not a long one. It's a very brief one. But it was amazing how fast they ascended.
Our next word is all kill. And this just means when a song is number one on all 8 music charts in Korea. So all 8 of the Korean music charts. For example, Blackpink's song Whistle received an all kill in 2016.
I've never heard of this term, and now that I'm learning about it, at first I was just like, what? But I'm like, this song's actually pretty dope for a thing to be called all kill, because I mean, you're just excellent overall.
Well, the first time I heard someone say it, I was like, what did you just say? Because...
It sounds bad.
Yeah, it sounds so bad, because someone used it in a sentence, and I was... They did what? They killed?
Was it on Twitter?
I think it was an actual like in-person conversation. So I was literally like, well, okay, so what happened? Like, oh, they released a song and it did really well. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not scary. I was scared there for a second.
I honestly think K-pop is its own like little universe, to be honest. Because like they have like their own little like slang terms and language and stuff. And then like you learn about these terms and you're just like, why don't we have this in America? Like, we have all these interesting terms, but they mean everything, but they're not part of, like, a music industry. Mm-hmm. And then you got K-pop, and then they have music industry, like, terms, and I'm just like, oh, yeah. Like, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, the word stan, I'm pretty sure it came from K-pop. Because I've never heard, like, the first time I saw anybody use it, it was stan this K-pop group on Twitter. And then other people are like, they'll use it for like American artists or like for anything that they really, really love.
Yeah, some people try to say that like originated with an Eminem song. Don't know which one. But yeah, so I've always been confused on that too, because I first heard of stan through K-pop. But then when you like actually like dig into it, people are like, no, it's from an Eminem song. And I'm just like, well,
But was it?
I don't know. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
And that's part of the, like, K-pop Twitter's scary. I don't know what's going on there. Like, occasionally I'll, like, open a window and, like, see K-pop Twitter, like, doing its thing over there. And they're, like, a whole different language, like you were talking about. And I'm just like, I can't understand what you're saying. I need, like, Urban Dictionary to, like, translate for me.
Yeah.
But it's very impressive. It's a very, like, it's interesting how a community like that has, like, built its own, like, in a community that spans the world. It's not just, like, it's a group of people in the same geographic location. It is a...
Truly international.
It's very intriguing.
Yeah.
And, like, legit, like, once you enter the K-pop industry, you do not leave the K-pop industry.
That is the end of another episode of Electric Shock K-Pop. I'm Nicole Santafanti, and you're listening to 96.1 The Wit. Electric Shock.